So I'm here with Adrian Hancock from Soccertim, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Can you just briefly explain what it is you do?
Well, Soccertim is a professional association. We represent IT managers, digital technology transformation managers in local government and the civil society.
Okay, and you've just arrived at the Digital Leaders Conference, and we're talking all today about big society and how kind of digital inclusion and technology can help stimulate activity that's in that vein. What are you hoping to get out of today from the conference?
Well, I'm hoping to learn more about big society, and particularly for our members, because we straddle, as it were, the civil society and local government, and there's more and more opportunities for those two particular sectors to work together to deliver services, deliver benefit, social cohesion. So I'm really hoping to find out more about how we can get involved, or how we can advise our members to get involved in these sort of initiatives, activities. So that's what I'm hoping for from the day.
Okay, and how are you advising your members in using technology to help become more open and kind of more enabling of kind of big society and kind of bottom up?
Well, at the moment, for us, it's advising and of course encouraging, because there's slow uptake from technology people, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So we're really encouraging them to explore and use social media particularly and social technologies at the local council level, at the civil society level, really to impact and collaborate with local communities. But it's more of a slow encouragement at the moment.
Okay, so is it kind of to use social media themselves and kind of engage with kind of online communities that are doing that?
Yeah.
And what about data? Obviously it's a big thing in local government. A lot of people are calling for freeing up of data. Data and kind of data they hold. How are you kind of working towards that or encouraging that?
We're very much encouraging of it, and Soccertim as an organisation is supportive of the transparency agenda. And again, what we're trying to do is to help our members understand how you can use technology to make sense of that. I mean, dumping data out there that in a format that's not useful, that's nobody. So we really want it to be a structured and useful approach using technology, again, to benefit, I think, the citizens, and so it doesn't take up 16 people's jobs back at base to do it. So it's helping them understand what needs to be done and how it can be most efficiently done.
Okay, and this is a question kind of from me personally, because I run a community website where I live in Digbeth in Birmingham, and there's a big thing with a lot of people more techie than me, say, using open data and kind of playing with that. I find it quite difficult. I'm not a data person. So how might you be kind of talking to your clients about how they can make that data more accessible and more easily interpretable and kind of maybe more visual for people at the bottom end like me, who know there's useful stuff out there they want to do stuff with, but they just can't interpret it because they don't speak data, as it were?
To be honest, you're asking the wrong person.
Sorry.
I'm at the same end as you are. What I do within Soccertim effectively is run the company. In terms of this sort of stuff, to be honest, and I know you know him, I'd probably go to Will Purr and ask his advice. Because I know Will is talking with our head of policy on a lot of these issues. So we do have a head of policy who advises on that and takes advice externally on it. So
okay.
That's not a one for me.
All right, sorry to put you on the spot there.
Not at all. No problem. Thanks.
Thank you.